Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Ah, yes. Hello, 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 and welcome to AMC Press & Co. Number 496. We're sure this time. We've checked. Okay. We're here with my co-hosts, Alison and Johnny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's... We have something to tell you, okay? Which is this. And this didn't come from us. Let's just preface this, okay? This didn't come from us. This came from the Federal Bureau of the United States of Labor. It says... Apparently, employment is on the rise.
So they say.
We are all raising our eyebrows at this. We're saying, yeah. Sorry, what? Excuse me? Employment is on the rise. Really? If employment was on the rise, then more... That would indicate... More people, Americans with disabilities, like us, were employed in May in the following states. Okay? Austin, Texas. Birmingham, Alabama. The South so far. Then we go to the North. The Finger Lakes region of the United States of New York. Then we go across to Seattle,
yeah.
Washington. And then we go to the state of Delaware. And in the Washington, D.C. metro area, this point.
Bigger.
Which brings us to this point. Right, guys? Right?
Yeah. No.
What about the entire United States?
I should have stayed there.
Yeah, you should have, Johnny.
Metro area.
I mean,
yeah.
What about the entire United States?
Making a bit tough. But wouldn't it make things tough on those looking for jobs like us? Guess what?
Exactly.
It does.
What about the United States? What about the entire United
down
States?
There.
Are we tough, Lula? Please answer that, U.S. government. And U.S. government, if you have a representative that can answer that, please do. Anyway, also, we have some very good news. On the flip side, which is that the Tony Awards for Best Play went to The Curious Instance of the Dog in the Nighttime, which is the only play on Broadway currently running now that represents people with disabilities, specifically people with autism. You know, this is the
which
most
is huge.
Show, which is absolutely huge. More on that in a minute. However, then, a brawl between Mickey Mouse and Hello Kitty and the sexuality?
Don't you mean Minnie Mouse, I think?
Minnie Mouse, yes. If Mickey Mouse was fucking Elmo, I'd have a kind of a disagreement with that. But if Minnie Mouse was fucking Hello Kitty, then fine. Anyway, shite just got real. And finally, we finish out with a complaint from your local luggage authority. Stay tuned. And now for our first topic of the night. Yes, you heard it right. The Tony Award for Best Play went to people with autism. Thank fucking God.
It's about time.
Yep.
It's about fucking time. Played right, Simon
Stevens. Say this is going to be a game changer. This has to be a game changer.
Well, it's about damn time.
It is. It has to be a game changer. Not only that, but the runners-up were Walpole, their best-selling novel by Harry Mantel, and then the sleeper comedy Hand of God, which is a Reverend Puppet theme production. Their charges were off-Broadway, Disgraced, which didn't win anything, but it was a brilliant play. And then Curious. Well, not only did it scoop up the best play, but it also scooped up for best actor. And best director. So,
yeah, and I think there was
just to remind people that Curious, which is based on the popular book, 2004 book by Mark Cannon, tells the story of a teenage boy who's a form of autism, following him as he investigates the death of a neighborhood canine dog. Simon Stevens, the British playwright, who is now out with a couple
he's brilliant.
More things, who's brilliant, adapted the book for the stage. The play debuted in 2012 and then later transferred to West End, where it continues its run today. The Broadway production, which is directed by Marion Elliott, opened last fall at the Ethel Barrymore Theatre, and where it is still running. Elliott won the Tony Award for Best Directing of the play, and then a follow-up, Outshot, won for Best Actor portraying the team at the center of the story. For the Tonys, Curious is a faced competition, none, as we said, among other literary adaptation heavyweights, Wolf Hall, and as well as Hand of God, to heavyweights, as well as Disgraced. However, in recent months, Curious has racked up a number of pre-Tony honors, including play honors, from the Dora Desk Award to the Irish Critics Circle Award, and the North American tour of Curious is scheduled to kick off later this year.
That's awesome.
I'm extremely happy because it represents people with disabilities. It's not a thing in which people are not represented and it's brilliant because everybody can actually see what autism is actually like. And that, to me...
That's huge.
It's huge.
You just don't... It's very difficult to have to go through it, but not knowing what a person goes through on a daily basis. This could put it into perspective for you.
Right. And the other thing about this is, to put this into perspective of people with disabilities who are facing the same thing. We go through
Brilliant.
This every day. We go through this every day. And, Simon Stevens originally said, I just want to do this for my children who couldn't see what I do because I write really provocative pieces.
Which is understandable. I commend him for doing this piece. I commend those involved. That's huge.
Yeah. It is very huge. There is a lot of things that a playwright can write about. Okay. He writes about family, but he writes about children. And, you know, myself, I write about events, and I write about disability. So we can let on some level. It's not a thing of not connecting, and I'm not trying to play 5 degrees of Simon Stevens. But it is a thing of really, you know, this is the first time in a long time that people like us are getting represented.
Yeah.
Period. And that's the best. When you can go to Broadway and the only thing then the only thing is can we get a disabled playwright on Broadway?
I say the sky is the limit. I say sky is the limit.
Now,
throwing the law.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that the sky's the limit if new things are now getting on, you know, new plays are now getting on.
Okay.
Anything is possible. Anything. Anything is possible. And yeah.
That's huge. It's like you're winning the lottery. You're winning a jackpot that you once didn't have.
I mean, you're winning the jackpot, and you want a Tony Award, and you didn't know it's an able-bodied. Even though it's an able-bodied actor doing it, it's still
a huge accomplishment. You can't deny that.
It is a thing in which you don't see this often, you know.
I agree.
So now, the sky's the limit, and even Fun Home, which is about a funeral home and a closer to Gay Jad and the lesbian cartoonist Alice Bichel. You don't see Place with Difference actually winning anything. But in this, you saw that.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
It's huge. It's like you're winning something more. There's something more.
You're winning the lotto, which proves something. You know, the actor who plays, the actor who plays Christopher said that this is dedicated to anyone with a disability.
And anyone who is misunderstood.
Right. And I totally agree with that. Because being misunderstood, you know, when you're, even if you're in your relative 20s, or if you're in your teens, it still doesn't matter, you know. What matters is that you represented.
Right.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
So then we continue with this. We don't know how to explain this.
It's
but you know when you go to New York City, you know when you go to New York City?
Yes.
And you're a tourist. And you see people, right? You see people dressed in costume.
Yeah.
Right. And they beg for money, and you
say no. What? Or they ask her, you take a photo with them.
And they ask, yeah, what? Exactly. And they ask for, they ask for a photo, and then they beg for a photo, and then they follow you up the street for the photo, and then
the fight breaks out.
What?
Then fights break out.
Yeah, and then fights break out, and then,
so...
Then, you know, fights break out, and here's what happens, okay? Here's what happens, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. To sum it all up, yes, it was a fight. Yes, Hello Kitty and
Minnie Mouse? What?
Hello Kitty and fucking Minnie Mouse had a fight. Yes, a girl, a mouse on cat fight. Okay. Alright. Then it gets funnier from here on out. Okay. So gets funnier from here on out. Just I know you're waiting for the funniness. So, well, we hold, and we actually go. So, they get into a fight, right? And you get fucked up ammo, and you get more fucked up ammo, trying to see what's going on, right? But yet, there's a cop, a plainclothes cop, watching the entire thing go down. From the corner where Walgreens was at. Okay. So then we got that. Then let's talk about the character, the people in the suits, okay?
Yes.
One's 34, one's 40.
Creepers.
What the?
Creepy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Then it was too funny. So you know, the pair were charged with assault. That's not the funny part. The fact that they had and probably insured a thickening of child therapists' wallets nationwide. I mean, if you weren't already aware that there are really good ways to scar your child, and one of them is having a fake Minnie or Mickey or Elmo or Pooh Bear or fucking Minion or fucking Statue of Liberty or fucking that fucking person from Frozen.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Oh, just let it
you
go
know.
Already.
Yeah, right. Let it go. More like let it rain, fucking money. Wait a second, let me rain. Let me get arrested, let it rain.
Sounds like a hip hop song.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Let it rain, money, yo, yo, what?
Yeah, or let it rain.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let it rain. Just regular folks trying to make a buck. If you're trying to make a buck, that's enough to do it in fucking a Minnie Mouse suit, unless you're the CEO of Minnie Mouse Land.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, right. In some cases, they've been fighting on the city for years for the right to accept and longest the land. Tips the photos. The New York City Council, it took place in New York City. So, the New York City Council has also been pushing to get cats to fingerprinted, as well as to have them pay up to $120 for a 2-year license in order to accept tips. I'm picturing the interrogation going something like this. What do you mean I have to pay $150 $120 for a 2-year license? What the fuck is that? To accept kids?
That's right.
Why? Because you're a fucking menace. That's why. But yeah, meanwhile, okay, there are two sides to this story. Meanwhile, there's a constant civil war going on between many of the characters as they battle for territory and tourists' wallets. In 2013, a person tried to join their friendly ranks as undercover Winnie the Pooh. Wait a second. So now, if we have this in order, okay, if you're following along with this, okay, Hello Kitty, Minnie Mouse, Statue of Liberty, Elmo, Grover, okay, fucking thing from Frozen, okay, Winnie the Pooh. What did was Kanga or Roo not available for question? Or were they playing typists? I mean, really?
Right.
The amount of shit that you could possibly get into. I mean, if this took place in the law clerk's office, you can imagine who I'd think would be running the fucking document. Piglet. You know, if Piglet, oh dear, oh my god. I just dropped a typo. I'm Michaels. Yet, a dangerous character could be hiding as a in a cuddly character.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Really? How in the world would you say this? Oh, yeah, because Peter Malone said in 2013, after Costa Romo was jailed while allegedly trying to extort $2 million from the Girl Scouts of the United States of America. Now, it's really easy if you're doing it via candy and cookies, but I hasten to say that the only thing between candies, cookies, and Elmo and Piglet, and that fucking thing from Frozen, and Winnie the Pooh, who's now on the cover, who's now drinking honeymead in Times Square somewhere in a fucking paper bag, is that, you know, girls goes, would you like some cookies? Which ones? Thin mint. Oh, really? Yes. I'll take the box. Yeah, okay, fine. How many?
One.
Okay, fine, great. So, that's $10. Yeah.
And $2 million.
Wait.
So, let me repeat this again. $1
and $2 million.
$1 and $2 million. $1 and
$3 million.
Okay, right. So then, it's $1.
$2 million.
So now you're lowering the price again.
Yes, I'm lowering the price again.
Why? Because of the fact that,
really, you're the Girl Scouts of America, and you just threw a Boy Scout out with autism.
That doesn't really count for autism.
And
it's eight.
And
sold it.
And the verdict says
sold it.
Guilty. That's fucking right. But yet, the verdict says guilty, and if the verdict says guilty, then the two of the characters in Times Square with the man dressed as Spider-Man, who punched a police officer. So now we have, if we're counting this, Hello Kitty, that fucking guy from Frozen, the two Elmos, and Winnie the Pooh and Piglet, Winnie the Pooh is undercover, apparently drinking honeymead in Times Square, right? And then you have the only thing that's really separating it, which is Piglet, who's picking up the documents, right? So, now, right? But Piglet's really Mexican. What? Oh, and then there's a guy that extorted $2 million from a Girl Scout in Times Square. So, if you're now following this, it's Elmo 3, New York City 1. But then, also, okay, it said that most of the characters are honest people whose daily interactions with tourists are civil.
Sure, so they could,
Wait a second, hold on.
So they could...
Hold on.
...try to berate people, too?
So then, they berate people, and they call the Popo as Winnie the Pooh? You fucking tell me. And then, if that's not enough, right? The disabled community has had a sex orgy. Unfortunately, caretakers are taking this a little bit more too grandiosely. Why? Because of the fact that they're dressing up as Winnie the Pooh and Mickey Mouse and crap like that. Right? I mean...
Broad? Really?
But
yeah, oh God, that's
Edwin,
sick.
Yeah. Yeah, but Edwin Garcia, who's an Elmo, who supports his wife and 70-year-old daughter in New Jersey, says, most of us are just trying to make a living. Well, if you're just trying to make a living, mate, then... go find another job. Maybe you should join us. We're unemployed and happy.
Yeah.
Maybe that will solve everything.
So.
Probably. I don't know. Do you know, Allison? Jordan?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You have no clue.
Yeah.
No clue. But yeah. Anyway, so people with disabilities up in Canada, okay, are hosting a massive, deliciously disabled sex orgy. Massive orgy, play party, sex bomb, whatever you want to call it. You can suggest that the taxpayers' funds are swinging at a swinging event, and that's all well and good. But let's be honest for 2 seconds. What the event is actually about? Over and above the media hype, it's salivating over the buzz that this one-word event is about providing access to people living the experience of disability to be a part of the experience that they are so often denied. Okay? The event is about putting...
But it shouldn't be a sex orgy. That would lead to so many very, very bad things. That shouldn't be the only thing.
No, it's not the only thing. But what is the only thing is that this event is about putting disability and agency over one's body at the forefront. This is deliciously disabled. This is a masquerade ball that includes a sex toys workshop being held in August 14th at a Toronto theater. And the event holds up to 120 people and is open to anyone of consenting age, the Toronto Sun. There's a $20 entry fee. Caregivers get in for free. Having sex is optional, the organizers emphasize, but they do hope that the event will have an impact far beyond that one night. The Berlin Wall of Sex is for people with disabilities coming, and it's coming down. So this deliciously disabled reinforces
So are they saying that people with disabilities can't screw around?
Unless they have a wrench or something other than that, Allison. That's right.
So, I'm really assuming.
Morrison Garza, a disability awareness consultant who has several policies, told the Echo's pro-lover's statement on the Star, saying that, "I am quite a sexual person, but getting in access can be difficult. The biggest thing we're trying to accomplish is to raise awareness and have fun in a sexy way."
Okay.
Which is great.
Which is great.
However.
But make sure that they are. I hope those are go to.
However. But yet, this comes out of the Huffington Post and is by Ron Dicker.
Okay.
Do we see anything wrong with this? Sex Party for People with Disabilities. No, Sex Party with People with Disabilities by Ron Dicker.
The last name?
That's right.
George Takei fell asleep.
Oh, my.
George fell asleep with his partner, which is good. But anyway, we have to push on, right?
Yes, I think there's more another pressing topic. They do the
jobs,
and the quote-unquote jobs that are out there.
Yes, so Allison, what happened with the jobs anyway?
The Department of... The U.S. Department of Labor said the jobs have been up in May. What kind of jobs are they trying to say Like retail? Like you have to sweep a broom and that sort of thing? Because guess what? Jobs are not around. And it also says that the data that they have covers those who are over the age of 16 and do not live in institutions. Great. That's great and all, but still, what are these jobs? Because guess what? There's people who don't see them, or they're not even in their general areas of those, the areas, part of the country that people live in. So what do you have to do? Do you just stand around there and go, yes, there's jobs? Oh, yeah, there's jobs. Sure, there's jobs. Where the fuck are they? Because that's my question. Who in their right mind is saying, oh, yeah, there's jobs? But they're not even saying what kind of jobs.
I think what they're saying is, there are organizations out there. You have to move to the state to join the organization. Bullshit. Okay, the last time I joined an organization, okay, they didn't provide me jack shit.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's not cool. More importantly, what they're doing is saying, oh yeah, their jobs are off. And what about those people that are actually needing those jobs? And they're not there. What more? What more could you say?
Well, yeah, and what more can you say without saying, oh, I'm voted for retail. Or I'm voted for cleaning up the fucking schools. Or I'm voted for doing the most menial piece of shit ever developed.
Right, which means, guess what? You're not helping anyone, you're hurting them.
I mean, you want to make, like, you're helping them in the private sector, but when you're really helping, the one you're really helping, right, is the ones you're really helping is the private sector to make more money.
Yeah. And you're not helping anyone else get jobs.
Right.
So, what more is there to say?
There isn't much more to say.
Other than, and wasn't there another thing that, isn't there another subject that relates kind of to this?
Yeah.
Surveys that are striving to work. Now,
the survey finds most people with special needs striving to work.
Okay.
Where?
Where?
All right. Where, who, what?
Nearly 43, and this is the answer, okay? A new national survey finds that the majority of people with disabilities want to be employed through, underline that thrice, but they often encounter barriers to work. Underline that 10 times, specifically the barriers to work part. Overall, nearly 40% of people.
Right.
Nearly 40% of people say, basically, that
43% of individuals surveyed says that they are currently working, another 25% said that they have previously been employed, and a hand people said that they haven't working but are looking for a job. Collectively, behind the facade of numbers, you have a percentage of 43-25, so 43-25, and then another handful, which might be about, what, 17-19?
That's not... I don't know what to think. Honestly, this is like, this makes things sound, this is just bad. It's sickening. If they're really wanting to help, maybe they should be looking, going, what isn't working? Let's not make the private sector go bigger than what it is.
Right, and yet the private sector, okay, to you know, finding jobs from a telephone pool, more than 3,000 adults with disabilities across the country conducted by the University of New Hampshire and the Kessler Foundation, a New Jersey nonprofit that's focused on neurological disabilities such as autism, ADHD, that sort of thing, from the survey of random people, right?
Oh.
Down over 17,000 landlines and cell phone numbers across the United States countries between 2014 and April 2015 to reach households with at least one adult with a disability. In most cases, the individuals found themselves they were interviewed, but an 18% proxy answered questions on behalf of the person with special needs.
Oh.
Okay. Which means that they are trying to uncover why. Which is a good thing. This clearly demonstrates that people with disabilities are ready and able to contribute their talents to the workforce, as if you are treating them like prisoners.
Yeah, that's not cool.
An effort to focus on improving self-advocacy, supporting family members and friends in job search efforts, and educating coworkers and supervisors. If they did this, great.
Yeah.
But if they did this, then that would mean pretty much people on the show would already have jobs.
Yeah.
They don't.
I know. We know this.
They don't. However, the funniest thing is they say, but they're not delivering it yet. We will let you know when they deliver, because then, you know, we're planning stuff in the wings. However, we can't say exactly what they are just yet.
Yeah, no.
It's increasingly shocking to see just how insane it is to not get anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
And not get anything to the
to the contrary of a single job. I mean, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
You know? Why? You know what I mean?
It's not right. It's certainly not acceptable.
No, it's not. However,
there's a lot more that goes on. They don't know.
No, they don't. No, they don't. And that's a shame.
Yeah.
It's an absolute shame. Anyway, so yeah, we have just enough time to read the credits. We actually just have to skid out of tonight. Until next week, right?
Yeah.
Man, this week went by so fast.
Yeah, right.
No, we have our interview out Friday. Oh,
right, that's right. And tune in for that. We're gonna have
Philip Hernandez.
Philip Hernandez, who's been in Nurse Jackie and Gotham and Sister of Spider Woman and was in Men of the Monster and played Don Quixote and is a teacher and educator from New Jersey.
Yes.
Who has a vast body of work. So tune in on Friday for that. That's gonna be fun. But also we're gonna have interviews lined up, and if you have any people that you would like us to interview, and we will see if we can get them on the show, that basically we will take your suggestions at our Facebook and our Twitters, which are AMC Press 21 and AMC Press News.
No, AMC Press 31.
AMC Press 31. Sorry, correction there.
It's okay.
And you can reach us on Facebook at AMC Press and Co. And you can get all of our links at www.ellison.
It's my year. It's my year.com /AMC Press.
Right. And so with that, AMC Press and Co. is produced by. Well, this episode was produced by AMC Press & Co. Oh, I said that backwards. And then, Johnny Duvall is our sound wizard. Your host for the evening was myself, Redwood, who's seeing more violins, as we see. No, not. He's not doing a concerto at Carnegie Hall, thank God. Then, we have Allison, who is getting her new storage unit out for something, and our drivers are Stan Deliver and our interns are Deliverance is the Key. His endurance is Declaration is even better. Declaration is even better. His intern is Forget My Mic. His intern is hugely useless. However, we aren't useless though. You can tell us. We can tell you that. And this show is produced by speaking into iPhones or any phone at all. Although this concludes our show tonight, please tune in on Friday for the interview and every time we're on. At least 2 days during the summer, and then every day during the fall, hopefully. And that might be game change too. However, please tune in for more satire, same satire time, same satire podcast. From all of us to all of you, what do we say, guys?